The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A feeling of expectancy had grown among the people, who were beginning to think that John might be the Christ. So John declared before them all, "I baptize you with water, but someone is coming, someone who is more powerful than I am, and I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Now, when all the people had been baptized, and while Jesus, after his own baptism, was at prayer, heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily shape, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, my favor rest on you." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear children, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to begin my homily with a question for you. And for everybody, of course. Do you remember the day of your own baptism? The date? Children? Children up there? They are hidden. Any adult remembers the day of his own baptism? The day of your own baptism? Do you remember your birthday? Yes. And why you don't remember the baptism day? For Christians, for us Christians, this is our birth. The birthday is the day of our baptism, when we were regenerated, recreated. We were actually born the day we were baptized. So everybody has to ask his parish priest, the office, to find out the day of his her own baptism and feast it as the day of your birth to eternal life. So, my dear people, let us treasure the day of our own baptism, because actually this is the moment when we have been remade, properly speaking. We have been made as children of God by the water which was poured over us. But the water signified the grace, cleansing us and giving us this new status, the status as children, children of God, to the point that we can call God as Father. We say, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Why can we say this? Because we are children, indeed, children of God. But we can be children because there is a Son. God has a Son. Who is God's Son? Only one. Jesus. Yes? Jesus is God's Son, the Beloved, of whom we have heard in the Gospel today, who is in the River Jordan, and the heaven opened, and the voice cried from heaven, "The Father, this is my Son, the Beloved." And the Holy Spirit came upon him in the shape of a dove. Well, God has one Son, Jesus Christ, our dear Savior. And because of him, through baptism, We are regenerated as children. We can become sons and daughters of God because we are in Christ reborn. We are made anew by Christ's sanctifying grace. So the baptism is the source of this filial adoption, the way we were made children by the grace of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descended upon us through the mystery of that water cleansing us, and the Holy Spirit has made us children by the gift that is always within us as long as we are faithful to it and we do not offend God with a mortal sin. This gift, which is always within us, is sanctifying grace. Grace, which is the grace of the Holy Spirit, makes us holy. We are made holy. There is a very important Catholic, and we should say, right feature of the holy baptism, which is that once baptized by the water and the grace of the Holy Spirit, the original sin is wiped out. The original sin is no longer there. Although we remain inclined to commit a sin because we are still weak, but that inclination, that weakness, is not sinful. It might become sinful when we commit a sin drawn by it, but in itself, that weakness is not sin. So original sin is completely cleansed by the water and the power of the Holy Spirit. Why is this important? Because we can become saints. We are made ontologically, originally, at the moment of our baptism, we are made saints. So holiness is not something very far. Holiness is part of our Christian life. We have to be holy. And we can be holy because we are sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you see the importance of celebrating the feast of the baptism of the Lord, which is also the feast of our own baptism. And let us now reflect on another point, important point. You see the baptismal font at the very back of the church. That is the place where the baptismal font must be. Why? The baptismal font is the sign of our birth. The birth is the beginning of our life. The birth is not ahead of us. The birth is at the very beginning of our human existence. Yes? So the baptismal font has to be at the very entrance of the church, or even outside the church. If you go to beautiful basilicas, you see the baptisterium, the baptistry, which is detached even from the church and outside, a chapel outside. Which means what? That it is by baptism that we can enter the church. We can enter the holy place because we enter God's inner life and we become his children. So the baptisterium, baptistry, at the back of the church means your initiation, our own Christian initiation in this mystery, the mystery of children of God. While the baptistry is at the very back, the altar is here, at the very center. This is the very goal to reach. From there, from the very back of the church, each Christian is called to come forward, forward till coming to this very center of the church, the altar and the tabernacle. The baptism means to be introduced into the life of the children of God, to become children, in order to be intimate of Christ, to become one with Him. And this divine intimacy, which begins with the baptism, is completed with the sacrament of Holy Communion. When we receive Holy Communion, we become one, truly one with the Lord. So the Holy Eucharist is the completion of our Christian journey. It's the completion of our Christian life. A baptism on its own cannot live for a long time. Baptism is interiorly linked with Holy Communion, with the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is the center of our faith. By baptism, we come to share in the body and blood of the Lord. So, my dear brethren, let us today feast this important day. And let us make sure that we live always as children of God, with the grace we have received to be children, the grace our children once one day will receive to be one with Jesus in the Holy Communion, and the grace to live always according to this new status of life, the status of the children of God. When in a while we will be saying the Our Father, let us make this important point, let us remember that it is because of our baptism that we can say, Our Father who art in heaven. And then when we will be now professing the faith, we profess the faith in one baptism for the remission of sins. That one baptism that we have received is the way to heaven, is the way to have eternal life. What a grace that baptism is. We thank the Lord for the grace that we have received to be baptized, and for the grace we have received to be fully introduced in His mystery with Holy Eucharist and confirmation. So we thank the Lord, and let us always live according to this new life that we have received. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.